It's Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's past. I'm Mark Livonier. During radio's golden era, one of the most listened to and award-winning dramatic shows on the air was the long-running anthology series Suspense, which not only brought listeners to the edge of their seat, but invited many actors who weren't necessarily well-known in dramatic roles to show their skills in a kind of play that would put their reputation aside, or sometimes play off of it, and deliver a really entertaining half hour of radio. Later on, we'll hear a broadcast from the series called You Were Wonderful, starring Lena Horne. As a jazz singer, she was a popular voice on the air in the 1940s, one of her biggest hits being Stormy Weather, from the 1943 film in which she headlined. Horne got her start early, in her later teens, as a singer at the Cotton Club, backed by the likes of Duke Ellington and Cab Calloway, and in the later 1930s appeared in a couple of Broadway shows that quickly got the attention of Hollywood, with MGM Studios signing her on. She, like many African-American performers of the day, was offered parts that were rarely top-billed, and in the case of MGM, some of her film appearances were actually cut down to appease Southern audiences at that time who disliked seeing black performers in parts equal to other actors. And though Horne was under contract, she was as unwavering as she could be in not accepting parts that would have her in subservient roles on screen or on the air, and was one of the few African-American entertainers of that era to even have a studio contract, helping to lay the foundations that other black performers did their best to do in the 40s, at a time where segregation was ever present and acceptance beyond their talent was a constant struggle. Reflecting on her career, she was quoted as saying, "I was always battling the system to try to get to be with my people. Finally, I wouldn't work for places that kept us out. It was a damn fight everywhere I was, every place I worked, in New York, in Hollywood, all over the world." In the 1940s, Lena Horne was a popular voice on radio, but not in a show that was heard in the U.S. Many of her appearances as a singer and sometimes host was on the Armed Forces Radio Service program Jubilee, a show that served the audience of African-American servicemen overseas, doubling as a show that featured underplayed talent from the black community, like Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald. The effort turned out to be quite important in the musical history of broadcasting and remains one of the few programs of the era to showcase the work of musicians who didn't get the airplay they deserved at that time. Here's a few moments with Lena Horne from one of those broadcasts from July 24, 1944.
Thank you, King Cole Trio. That was really right down our alley. And now I can keep the manipulation of my massive molars down to a minimum. Because it don't take any fancy phrases to present to you the most famous favorite filly of the armed forces, Lucius Lena Horne. Oh, hello, Lena, darling. You're looking mighty sharp tonight.
Gee, thanks, Ernie. You're looking kind of sharp, too. In a round sort of way.
Now, Lena, you know I don't like those ribs about my fat, you know.
I know, Ernie, but you sure got a lot of fat around your ribs.
I give up, Lena. Let's forget about the great, big, beautiful me and concentrate on that great, big bundle of mail you got to answer.
There has been quite a lot lately. And, fellas, I want you to know I appreciate it. Although I can't answer all your letters at once, I can dedicate a number to a few of you on this session, namely Private First Class Joe Phillips, Private Larry Nichols, Corporals Irving Gay, Harry B. Jones, and Merrill Ross, also Albert Avery, Jr. of the Navy, Sergeant Dan Dilworth, and the Windblown Kids with APO 860. I hope you like Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come a-knocking on my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I don't want you, but I got to have you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I don't want you, baby. I got to have you. You've got devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you're knocking on my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and Lord, I'm running back for more. I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Lena Horne on the Armed Forces Radio Service program Jubilee from July 24th, 1944. For Horn, between the wartime broadcasts and her recordings that played on the air and in clubs, along with film appearances, she was a presence and a household name when it came to great singers of the era. And in 1947, the Treasury Department showcased her talent in a broadcast of Guest Star, a show that asked entertainers to appear in an effort to sell government savings bonds. On September 4th, 1947, Lena Horne was in the spotlight in the syndicated episode.
Where you work, it's the payroll savings plan. Where you bank, it's the bond a month plan. Everywhere, it's United States savings bonds for real financial security.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Kenny Delmar, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guest for this program is the dainty diva of the dolorous downbeat, Lena Horne. Yes, indeed. But first, the Savings Bonds Orchestra, directed by Dennis Agay, the three singing dollars, and a medley of welcome revivals. That's My Weakness Now, and I Love You.
I never care for dimpled cheeks, but she's got dimpled cheeks, and that's my weakness now. Oh, my, oh, me. Oh, I should be good, I would be good, but gee. She likes to bill and coo. I never like to bill and coo, but she likes to bill and coo, and that's my weakness now.
And now, here's our United States Savings Bonds guest star, that sultry songbird of a somber sonata, Lena Horne.
My, Kenny. Sultry songbird of the somber sonata. And before, dainty diva of the dolorous downbeat. You're full of alliterations, aren't you?
Yeah, Lena. As a matter of fact, my friends call me the gay illiterate.
Great.
I'm taking advantage, I know. I shouldn't have said that. But say, with all the new songs that keep coming out, you must spend lots of time learning so many of them. Don't you find it difficult?
Well, not at all, Kenny. I have a system, you see. There are about 200 songs published every week. I just examine them, then divide them into Group A and Group B, good and bad.
Uh-huh.
The bad ones I discard, and the good ones I learn.
Yeah, but still, 200 songs a week, that's over 10,000 songs a year. Even discarding the bad ones, you have to learn quite a few of those 10,000 songs.
Oh, yeah. Some years I have to learn as many as a dozen. Some years.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. Very few modern love songs are really good, and I don't know why. That Tchaikovsky music is pretty.
Well, I think it's in the lyrics. They've got it down to too much of a formula. It always seems to go sort of like this. A loves B, but B loves C. and B can't see B for A. Or there's a twist. A loves C, but C loves B, but B can't see C.
See, si, senorita, that's very good, yeah.
Well, absolutely, Nina. I'd say that love songs today lack true romance. You know, they're not filled with tender passion and sentiment and... Well, you know, they don't transport you to that never-never land where all our dreams of love come true. You got to have a little mazel.
Well, I take it, Kenny, you dislike modern love songs.
Dislike? I'll tell you how much I dislike them in just two words. Completely. I got that. A friend of mine wrote that in. Well, if there's anything I like, it's an old-fashioned love song.
And if there's anything I sing, it's old-fashioned love.
Ah, didn't we just sneak into that title just peachy?
I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart. And there it will always remain. My love is like an ivy vine, clinging ever closer all the time. Through the years, joy and tears, always the same. I've got that old-fashioned faith in my heart. No sorrow can tear it apart. Should all the dry land change to sea, it would never make any change in me. I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart. Me feel so good. Now is that bad? I've got my man, and we'll never part, because I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart. Should all the dry land change to sea, it would never make any change in me. I've got that old-fashioned love in my heart.
Ah, that was simply stupendous, Lena.
Oh, it's just one of those things, Kenny.
Oh, never mind about being modest. It was merely magnificent, slightly sensational.
Oh, it was just one of those things.
Well, a trifle terrific is a hint of heaven.
Really, Kenny, it's just one of those things.
Look, I'm trying to tell you how wonderful you sing, and you just keep saying it's just one of those things. Why?
Because that's the title of the song I'm going to sing right now.
Oh, smart girl.
It was just one of those things. Just one of those crazy things. One of those bells that now and then ring. Just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it, we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear amen. Here's hoping now and then. It was great fun, but it was
swear that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those, just one of those, just one of those things.
I'm sure I've never heard just one of those things done in more appealing fashion. You have a standing invitation to visit Guest Star anytime you can drop in.
Well, thank you, Kenny. And incidentally, I've been hearing a lot of these Guest Star programs over the radio at home. I heard the one with Burns and Allen, the one with Lawrence Melchior and Helen Traubel, and Alec Templeton, and Kay Kaiser, and Fibber McGee and Molly, and, oh, gee, I don't know how many.
Uh-huh. You must be a real radio fan.
Well, I am. And a Savings Bonds fan, too. That's the point I was going to make. The guests you have on these programs all have different talents, you know. Some sing, some are comedians, some play musical instruments. But when it comes to saving for the future, they all go about it the same way, by investing regularly in United States savings bonds.
Well, that's right, Lane. A lot of famous folks have performed on Guest Star, and every one of them is not only a firm believer in United States savings bonds, but a regular buyer of United States savings bonds. Crosby, Hope, Durante, Moore, Skelton, Gladys Swarthout, Henry Morgan, Phil Baker, Ozzie and Harriet Nelson, all of them, and lots of others, have taken the time and trouble to appear on Guest Star just because they want to help let everybody know about the value of buying bonds.
Well, the facts about United States saving bonds speak for themselves. They are a safe investment, guaranteed by our government. They are a profitable investment, paying $4 back for three in just 10 years. And, of course, I've learned from experience that the only effective way to build a real nest egg is to save regularly. So for that reason, I think the payroll savings plan is a wonderful idea.
Right you are, Lena, and definitely, because where you work, you just tell the folks how much you want set aside from your pay each week toward the purchase of United States savings bonds, and they do the rest. Buy the bonds and deliver them to you. That's easy, automatic saving.
And the kind of saving that produces real results. But look here, I've been talking enough. What was that tune Dennis Agee, the $3 in the orchestra, were rehearsing earlier?
Oh, they were rehearsing? Oh, that was If This Isn't Love.
From Finian's Rainbow?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
All right.
If this isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm deaf as a daisy. With moons all around, jumping over. There's something amiss, and I'll eat my head if this isn't love. A secret, I've got a little secret. A secret, a secret kind of secret. I'm feeling like the apple on top of William Tell. With this I cannot grapple, because you're so adorable. If this isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm deaf as a daisy. With moons all around and cows jumping over, and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love. I'm making for to shout it to every dapple dill and tell the world about it. In fact, I think I will.
Well, you like that, Lena girl?
Oh, yes, indeed. But I've got to be running now. Thanks for inviting me over. And if anybody ever asks you what Lena Horne thinks about United States savings bonds, just tell them I feel the same way millions of Americans who own them feel. They're wonderful.
Right. This is is your host, Kenny Delmar, signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds, the public service. Our sincere thanks to Lena Horne for being with us on this program. And until next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a goodbye. Goodbye, that is.
Guest Star, a syndicated broadcast from September 4th, 1947. You're listening to The Door to Suspense Hour on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm Mark Levonier. While Lena Horne's career would stay with music for much of her life, she became a civil rights activist and did her part to speak the truth of her experience and push for reform, all while entertaining the audiences she called through her performing in the early days of her career. Like musicians today who have made it by getting on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, let's say, Lena Horne proved that she had made it on the air with a nod from radio's outstanding theater of thrills, as Suspense invited her to perform in a story that would incorporate her singing and, though subtly written in the script, her stance on intolerance. She was among the first musicians to be cast on the program, and because the microphones that could handle the instruments of an orchestra and a vocalist were located in a separate room from the studio where the actors were, between scenes where she delivered her lines and then sang, she had to move from one studio to the next during the live broadcast to accommodate the fine-tuning of the show. Let's hear her performance now in the play You Were Wonderful from November 9, 1944 on CBS.
Now, Roma Wines present Suspense. Tonight, You Were Wonderful, starring Lena Horne. Suspense is presented for your enjoyment by Roma Wines. That's R-O-M-A, Roma Wines. Those excellent California wines that can add so much pleasantness to the way you live, to your happiness in entertaining guests, to your enjoyment of everyday meals. Yes, right now a glass full would be very pleasant as Roma Wines bring you
Suspense. This is the man in black here for the Roma Wine Company of Fresno, California. Tonight, Roma Wines bring you a star, the remarkable American singing actress, Miss Lena Horne, who has recently returned to Hollywood following a triumphal Eastern tour to resume her picture career at the studios of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, in whose Technicolor production, Ziegfeld Follies, she will soon be seen. Tonight, she appears as a noted entertainer called Lorna Dean, who found herself embroiled with dangerous intrigue and murder in a South American capital. And so with You Were Wonderful, and with the performance of Lena Horne, we again hope to keep you in suspense.
Johnny.
Oh, sure.
Sombrero.
Yeah, check the sombrero.
Good evening, Mr. Winnicott. Do you wish the table?
No, thanks. No, I'm just browsing. Is Ronaldo... Oh, there he is now.
Oh. Hello, Johnny. Hello.
Hi, Ronaldo.
Well, sit down. Have a little supper with me, huh?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Well, come on. Sit down anyway.
All right. Anything to please you, sweetheart. Tell me, how's business?
Oh, fine. Great. Every time I get a bad break nowadays, Johnny, I get two good ones right after.
Say, when did you ever get a bad break?
Well, you know Jackie, my little singer.
Yeah, sure I know.
Yeah, of course you do. Well, Jackie is quitting.
Oh, that's too bad.
And who do you suppose I'm getting? Just by the merest accident, who do you suppose I'm getting to take her place, huh?
All right, I'll bite.
Lorna Dean.
Lorna Dean? Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, what do you think of that, huh? Very good, huh?
Well, if you'll excuse the aspersions, Ronaldo, I think, what does a dame with an international reputation like Lorna Dean want to be singing in a third-rate cabaret like this for?
Oh, no, no. Second-rate, maybe, but third-rate, no, no.
All right. Second-rate. But you can't pay her a tenth of what she's used to getting. And what is she doing down here in Buenos Aires anyway?
Oh, now, what you want to ask a lot of questions for? She's going to sing. That's good enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is. She's terrific, all right. Tell me, when does she start?
2 weeks from tonight.
Why did Jackie quit? It's kind of sensible, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. She's nervous lately. She wants to go back to the States, I guess.
Oh.
Say, Johnny.
Yeah?
When are you going back?
To the States?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 6 months, a year, 2 years, whenever this war is over.
Don't you think you better go home maybe a little sooner, huh?
Look, I don't want any lectures on my patriotism, if that's what you mean.
Well, who's giving lectures? Down here, we are, we are neutral.
Yeah? Well, all right, that's what I am. The U.S. is okay, it's fine. It just happens that it never did so much for me that I feel like getting knocked off for it, that's all.
Sure. I don't want you to get knocked off. That's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
Your health, Johnny.
Do I take that two ways or only one?
One. Listen, Johnny, listen. I see these things before. Sometimes fellows stay around these places so long they forget all about home. And then one day, finish.
I pay my bills, don't I, eventually?
Oh, Johnny, don't talk that way. It's only because I like you, you know.
All right. Cut it.
Okay. Ah, here comes Jackie now.
Alma del África lejana, llena mi pecho, mi...
What's wrong?
Ay.
What's happening?
Ay, Dios. Ay.
What's the matter? Anyway. Come on, Ronaldo.
I don't understand. She wasn't feeling well. Why didn't she tell me? She didn't have to go on.
Coming through, please.
Please stand back. Please stand back. All right. Now, what's the matter here?
This woman has been drugged, apparently. I am a doctor.
Oh. Yeah.
I was in the office. Please,
Mr.
Ronaldo.
What do you want? I have no time now, though.
I want the job. Now.
Job? Oh, it's you, Miss Dean.
Couldn't you even wait until they look the poor kid over before coming
here?
Did
I ask you anything? Look, Mr. Ronaldo, I'm sorry for the girl, but I'm a singer, not a sob sister. I was going to start in 2 weeks anyway. I might as well start now.
Well, all right, then. Until Jackie can come back to finish out.
Oh, yeah? It'll be about the longest run on record, then.
What do you mean?
This young lady is right, Senor Rinaldo. This girl is dead.
Dead?
Do you still want the job, Miss Dean?
Yeah, I still want the job.
Tonight for Suspense, Roma Wines are bringing you as star Miss Lena Horne, whom you've heard in the prologue to You Were Wonderful by Robert L. Richards. Tonight's tale of Suspense.
Roma wines made in California are of such uniformly superb quality that they are imported to many foreign countries as the choice of true connoisseurs of fine wines. Millions of Americans also enjoy the excellence of Roma wines daily, with meals and when entertaining. In fact, more Americans enjoy Roma than any other wines. They know that Roma wines are truly inexpensive for wines of such distinguished character. They know Roma wines are of unvarying superb taste and quality, the result of age-old winemaking skill combined with modern knowledge. All this for only pennies a glass. So for maximum mealtime enjoyment or when entertaining, serve Roma wines. A cool glass of appetizing Roma California sherry before dinner, a cool bottle of rich Roma California burgundy on the table with the meal. You'll appreciate the enthusiastic comments of the family and guests. You'll be pleasantly surprised at how much added zest Roma wine brings to your table. Tomorrow, ask your dealer for R-O-M-A, Roma Wines. If he is temporarily out of Roma, please try again soon. Remember, more Americans enjoy Roma than any other wine.
And now we return to the scene of our drama. Rinaldo's on the waterfront of Buenos Aires, where a famous American entertainer, Lorna Dean, takes the spotlight from a dead girl to begin the strangest singing engagement of her career. A situation well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Embrace me.
my sweet embrace of you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my own. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to your mama, do. My sweet embraceable.
Johnny?
You ask me that question every night. Don't I always give you the same answer?
Maybe I just like to hear it.
All right, all right. You were wonderful, okay?
Okay. We artists, you know, gotta hear that thunderous ovation.
Hello there, Johnny.
Oh, friends of yours?
Well, business acquaintances. You know them?
Well, that tall one's been giving me the glassy eye all through that monocle the last three nights. They're coming over. Maybe you want to talk to them.
Well, Johnny... Oh, please don't go, Miss Dean.
Oh, that's all right. I've got to argue with Ronaldo about a baby pink spot. You know, we artists. See you later, Johnny.
Okay. Sit down, Mr. Harmon. Hiya, Stingle.
Good evening.
Terribly attractive girl, what? My favorite singer, too. Oh, by the way, before I forget, Johnny, here's your remittance for the week.
Oh, okay, thanks.
And in that connection, old boy, I'm afraid I must tell you that we're not too satisfied with your work.
Well, maybe I'm not too satisfied with the job.
Oh, if you're not, it doesn't require such enormous intellectual powers that we couldn't find someone else to do it, you know.
Oh, keep your pants on. I didn't say I was quitting, did I?
Now, look here, old boy. All we ask you to do is report their names when they enter the harbor and their sailing time when they leave. Now, that's easy enough, isn't it?
Yeah, sure, sure. Only to find out those things, the guy has to ask questions. And when you ask questions, people ask questions back. Don't forget that.
Oh, you have been reading too many spy stories, Johnny. After all, even if there's a war, some of us are still in business. And when you're in business, sometimes it helps to know when your competitors are shipping their goods.
Yeah, okay, okay. A guy likes to know what he's working for, that's all.
About Miss Lorna Dean... I didn't know you were a particular friend of hers, Johnny.
Oh, not particular, just friends.
She took Jackie's place, huh?
Hmm.
Yeah, and there's a couple of questions that nobody has ever answered about that, either.
I suppose there are. Too bad.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather like to have a talk with Miss Dean.
What about?
Oh, singing.
I didn't know you were such a particular lover of music.
Oh, rather. Quite go for American folk songs. Primitive, you know. Stir the blood. What?
Yeah. Well, here she comes back, and if you want my advice...
I didn't ask for your advice, old boy. Now, you just run along for 10 minutes.
What for?
I want to have a little private talk with Miss Dean. And you don't know enough about music.
Okay.
Hey, Johnny, guess what Ronaldo's... Hey, Johnny!
I'll be back when I'm wanted.
Oh, please, Miss Dean, do sit down.
Well, what was all that about?
Let him go. All the better for me, you know. Now I can talk to you.
Lance, perhaps you better not.
No nonsense, it's quite all right. Well, Miss Dean, it's nice to see you again. I'm still wondering why America's favorite thrush is singing here.
Oh, I sort of like the place.
I wanted to help Ronaldo out of a jam.
Jolly good. I must confess I have a weakness for the place myself.
Oh, have you?
And how do you think Buenos Aires stacks up with Rio and all the other gay capitals of South America, eh?
I like it. My tour didn't take me here, but I just couldn't leave without seeing it.
Yes? Yeah. You know, I've always been a great admirer of yours, Miss Dean. I've heard you sing, oh, I don't know how many times.
Oh? Have you been in the States often?
Oh, no. England. Shortwave, you know. Your voice carries very well over the wireless.
Oh, you're English?
Austrian. I lived in England most of my life, though. You know, down here on business. War, you know. Oh, terrible thing, this war.
Yes.
Yes, I'm afraid it's been awfully disillusioning to a lot of people. Take your people in America, for instance. Not much for them to fight for, is there?
Well, a lot of them are fighting just the same.
I dare say. Anything better than what they have at home, eh? Strange war, though. The Japanese, now. I understand that they have certain very progressive policies towards the colored races.
Except toward the Chinese, I suppose.
Yes, well, Chinese backward people, you know, always have been. Communists and so on. Confusing just the same, isn't it? All this race business.
I suppose it is to some people.
Now they're the Nazis. Cute devils. All this talk about a master race. They don't mean a word of it, you know.
But can't we talk about something else?
Oh, yes, of course, my dear. Now let's talk about your music. You know, I'm really quite a fan for American music. A bit unbalanced on the subject, actually, I suppose.
Oh, really?
Yes. So much so that I think I might have a little financial proposition that would interest you.
Hey, you.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, go on, get out of here.
You know what you're saying. Possible reason.
I don't know anything. I don't have any reason. I just can't afford to get into trouble myself. Maybe I just don't like your face. Now go on, get out.
Now see here, Ronaldo.
Get out and don't come back.
Oh, very well. Come along, Stengel. Good night, Miss Bean.
Good night.
Ronaldo, you're making rather a bad mistake, my lad.
Ah, that's what you think.
That's what I know. Good night.
Well, giving my pals the bum's rush, eh, Ronaldo?
Johnny, why do you want to hang around with guys like that?
I don't hang around with them. I just do business with them.
Sure, fine business.
What do you know about it?
I don't know anything yet, for sure. I just smell a couple of rats. Now you go on, go home too, Johnny. We're closing up. Go on.
Okay, Ronaldo.
Hey, Johnny, you left in sort of a hurry, didn't you?
Well, maybe I had orders to leave in a hurry.
I kind of thought that might be it.
Oh, I guess it didn't matter much. You seem to know the boys pretty well.
Oh, I meet a lot of people in this business.
Oh, sure. What'd they want?
How did you know they wanted something?
Because they generally do. What was it?
Oh, they just wanted to make me a sort of proposition.
What kind of a proposition?
Well, I don't know, But
what?
I think it had something to do with singing.
Uh-huh. You gonna take it?
If there's money in it.
Don't you care if money you earn has blood on it?
No. Do you? Cause he's done something to me, and my heart won't keep still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love.
Bravo, bravo, splendid. I just couldn't have done better myself.
Is that the way you like it?
Oh, yes, yes, rather.
You ought to feel flattered, you know. This is the first time I've given an audition since I got my start in show business.
Oh, I do hope you didn't mind, but I just couldn't resist asking you to sing it through. Now that we've concluded our little business arrangement.
And that's all there is to it, huh? I just sing it.
That's all there is to it.
Well, you're paying for it. I just wish it was a song I did better.
Oh, cut out the false modesty. I'll bet you were wonderful.
Oh, hello, Jordan.
Hi, Stingle.
You're up early, aren't you, old boy? Still daylight.
I haven't been to bed. I was sitting up with a sick friend.
Oh, no. No, not that old chestnut.
Only this time it's not. I was with Ronaldo. I suppose you heard.
Oh, yes. Too bad.
What's the matter with Ronaldo?
Oh, nothing now. He's dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
Sudden, wasn't it? Anyone know yet what happened?
Death by natural causes, Stingle. And his wife, you know, is scared of the police. And superstitious besides. Didn't want an autopsy. And Well, anyway, that's how it stands.
Yes, of course, poor woman. That I was in a position to do a little something for her.
Oh, were you?
Yes, I rang up her lawyer as soon as I heard. Seems she doesn't feel like trying to run the club all alone, so I bought it.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, so you see, you're working for me now, Miss Dean. It won't make any difference, of course.
I see.
Well, I must be running along now. See you this evening.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
So you're working for him now?
We're working for him, huh, Johnny?
Is that how come the command performance you were giving when I came in?
No. I didn't know anything about anything then. He just said he wanted me to sing that as a request number once in a while. That's all.
How bad does he want you to sing it?
Bad enough.
And you don't sing it until he tells you to. Is that the deal?
How do you know so much about it?
Because I'm not dumb. Well, are you going to do it?
Why not? He'll pay my expenses.
A lot more expenses than poor old Ronaldo could pay, huh?
Well, turning it down won't bring him back to life now, will it?
You're really a cold-hearted little dame, aren't you?
Listen, Johnny. I'm an entertainer because I like it. And because it's the only way I can make enough money to live halfway like a human being. With money, I can do what I want to, more or less. I can live where I want to, go where I want to, be like other people, more or less. Do you know what even that much freedom means to somebody like me, Johnny?
All right. But you don't need money so bad you have to make it this way.
What way?
You know what I mean.
Do I? All I know is they want me to sing a song.
Yeah, but why?
I don't ask questions like that. But if you know so much about it, why don't you tell me?
Maybe I can't.
Because you're afraid of sticking your neck out, huh? But you ask me to trust you.
Oh, Lorna, don't you see?
All I see is you want me out of the picture. Well, I'm not leaving. You're working for them. So am I. You've got your reasons. So have I. You won't talk. Neither will I. Let's leave it like that, huh?
Okay. But from now on, you're on your own.
Ha, that's funny. I've always been on my own. And it isn't just the money. Maybe it's something you wouldn't understand. But I know what I'm after, and I'm going to get it.
You said it there, sister. You're going to get it.
Who is it?
It's me.
Ah, come on in.
Hi, Lorna. Practicing?
Oh, not specially.
Oh, I thought maybe you had your orders.
What orders?
I ought to sing that song tonight.
Yes. How did you know?
Oh, a little birdie told me. Look, I got your present.
What is it?
A little portable radio. It's a good one, too, made in the States.
You know I don't speak enough Spanish, so that thing will do me any good down
here? Ah, but don't forget the short wave.
Short waves, wireless, what?
Okay, Johnny, what's the gag?
Oh, just something I want you to hear. You probably won't be able to understand it, but fortunately, in me, you have an accomplished linguist. Anyway, I can tell you enough.
Rote Rosen, alles bereit hier? Erwarte Nachricht von euch heute Abend. Erwarte Nachricht von euch heute Abend. Rote Rosen.
Well, quite a little gadget, the wireless, huh?
That wasn't Spanish.
Right, and I'll give you three nice big guesses what it was.
Johnny, wouldn't it be easier if you just up and told me what you came here to tell me?
Don't play innocent with me. Don't try to tell me you don't know what this is all about.
Well, maybe I just want to know how much you know.
I know. You said I was afraid to stick my neck out. Well, all right, listen to this. That guy you just heard talking is the captain of a German submarine about 15 miles outside the harbor.
How do you know?
Because I saw it. And there's a convoy that leaves this harbor regularly to take stuff from South America to our guys in England. And they're leaving tonight. And all that sub-captain out there is waiting for to plow into that convoy and sink every ship in it is the tip-off. And the tip-off is you.
Me?
Oh, stop it, will you? What do you think Harmon wanted you to sing a particular song at a particular time for, and a song that's at least 2 years out of date at that, if it wasn't to tip off somebody? You know your stuff is broadcast. Come on, use your head.
Listen, Johnny, if you know all this, why didn't you tell me sooner?
That's my business. Maybe I wasn't sure until now.
Business? Yeah, business is just about the right word for it, isn't it?
Okay. I didn't expect any thanks for it. But they're just using you for a fall guy, that's all. Oh, listen, Lorna, listen. You've got your life ahead of you, a great career back home. Popularity, everything in the world to lose. And the stuff in those ships is going to save the lives of Americans.
Coming from you, Johnny, that's real cute.
All right. All right, so I don't have a country anymore, but you do.
Johnny, listen. You remind me of a preacher I used to know back home. He figured he was such a good preacher because he knew so much about sin. He said he'd sin more than anybody else in the whole congregation.
Go ahead. Laugh. Laugh, but I'm telling you for your own good. Get out of town.
I can't, Johnny. I've got a date to sing tonight, remember? Who is it?
Miss Harmon. We're about ready for you, Miss Dean.
Oh, time for me to go on, huh? Okay, I'll be right there.
Right you are.
Okay. That's it. But I hope you know what kind of a spot you're in, because if you sing that song, as far as the public in the States is concerned, you'll be washed up for good.
Who's going to say anything, Johnny?
Oh.
It's a sure thing you won't.
Well, it'll get back somehow. And you know what happens if you don't sing it.
What?
Remember what happened to Jackie?
What did happen, Johnny?
She tried a double cross. And the same night she was dead. Now laugh that off.
I haven't forgotten. By the way, Johnny, suppose I tell you that I knew all about that submarine out there.
What?
Now you laugh that off. You better get out there and listen with your friends. Your table's ready.
Oh, there, Johnny. Over here. There you are, old boy. Here. Here, the best table in the house.
Well, you're feeling great, aren't you? Business must be pretty good.
Good, old boy. Tonight it's perfect.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tonight, I want to sing a song. I want to sing something that's been made a special request. It's a song that's very popular in my own country, and I'm sure it is with many of you down here.
My country is of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountain side, let freedom ring.
Bravo, bravo.
Well, you don't look very happy, Harmon. You surprised?
Yes, yes.
Come along, Kendall.
Yes. You better wait here, Johnny.
Yes, sure. Anything you say.
Oh, Miss Dean. Miss Dean.
Yes?
May I have a word with you?
I suppose so.
Perhaps we'd better step out into the hall.
All right. Well?
That was very naughty of you, Miss Dean.
Was it?
Yes. That wasn't the song I asked you to sing tonight.
That's right. And by the way, don't waste any time looking for that submarine of yours out there.
Submarine?
Unless you look awful deep. Because when I found out what you boys were doing, I arranged a little tip-off of my own, and what you heard me sing tonight was it.
I see. All right, Stengel. You'd better get it over with.
No! 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 Johnny!
Come on, come on, let's get out of here.
What about...
They won't make anybody any more proposition.
Well, where are we going?
The American Embassy.
Well, are you with the government?
It had to be an undercover job. The authorities down here couldn't very well get mixed up. After all, it's a neutral country.
But how did you know
I cut the wires. It wouldn't have gone out over the air, even if you had. What was your angle?
I knew Jackie. She told me she was in trouble with him. She never had time to tell me what it was about. I came down to talk to her about it that night. She was... Well, and this morning, Ronaldo's wife told me that he'd found out about the submarine out there. That's why they had to kill him.
You were taking an awful chance playing a lone hand like that. Why did you do it?
Oh, just to get in my licks at the master race. Johnny?
Yeah?
How was I?
You? You were wonderful.
And so closes You Were Wonderful, starring Lena Horne. Tonight's study in Suspense. Suspense is produced and directed by William Spear. Next Thursday, same time, Mr. Robert Cummings will be your star of Suspense.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Suspense, from November 9th, 1944, on CBS. Closing this Door to Suspense Hour on Tuned to Yesterday, featuring Lena Horne. Be sure to be with us again as we enjoy more great shows from the golden age of radio. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for listening.